Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's backstage heat on an AEW star today. Plus, Johnny Gargano is heavily considering AEW. And the ROH Championship is coming to Impact Wrestling. For Friday, December the 24th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Oh, right, there's that shot that's just toxic. Just absolutely toxic.
And Cody looking on at ringside, he needs to be wary of that vicious gut punch. That could be the difference maker at Double or Nothing.
A lot of heat this morning on Anthony Ogogo. So this is as a result of a few things that have been ticking over the past couple of weeks on Ogogo's Twitter. If you follow Ogogo, Jonathan Gresham, or if you followed Jordan Grace before she was took herself off of Twitter, you'll have seen some back and forths between Ogogo, Gresham, and Grace. And Ogogo making shots at Jonathan Gresham for a number of things. And when Jordan Grace got involved, he ended up piling onto her as well. And just generally, Ogogo has been, for lack of a better term, living the gimmick as a heel on Twitter, much to the chagrin of some. The conversations back and forth did subsequently lead to Jordan Grace coming away from socials. And it's left a bit of a bad taste in the mouth of people around AEW. So Fightful today is saying there is heat on Anthony Ogogo backstage at AEW following these comments made online, mocking Jonathan Gresham and Jordan Grace. And whether or not there are plans for them to do stuff within AEW that might be potentially compromised by Ogogo and his comments, we're not sure. Interesting one, this. I know a few people were on the side of Ogogo living the gimmick. I know some thought that Ogogo just kind of kept pushing it too far and doesn't cover him in glory, shall we say, some of these back and forths that he has had. But as it stands this morning, according to Fightful, there's a bit of a sourness, at least with some people backstage at AEW, towards Anthony Ogogo. The future of Johnny Gargano is an interesting topic at the moment, since he is now officially no longer part of WWE at all. He's taking time out to be a dad, and he says that is his current main focus. But Dave Meltzer on the Wrestling Observer radio show says, things Johnny Gargano has said both publicly and privately, I know he is heavily considering going to AEW, put it that way. So Gargano, I mean, must be watching what Kyle O'Reilly did this week, must be watching what other former colleagues in NXT are doing in AEW, and must be thinking about it. Now, it's not known if any formal offer has been made to Johnny Gargano from AEW, but we do know that Gargano talks very glowingly about AEW on his Twitch. He talked about stuff that he and Adam Cole wanted to do outside of WWE, and he's named Kenny Omega as a dream opponent as well. Kind of, you know, we did a whole video on this, didn't we? I think you and I sat down and had a chat about how Johnny Gargano and Kyle O'Reilly should have ideas away from WWE. With Gargano, I always thought he'd be the guy that would hit the indie scene again and do stuff for GCW and really raise the game of a lot of independent promotions. But hey, if AEW were to make him an offer, that wouldn't be too bad a move either. But one to keep an eye on. Right now, his focus is on becoming a dad and being a great dad. But as we say, he is apparently heavily considering AEW as an option. added to the Christmas Eve SmackDown, which airs tonight. This was a taped show, which was recorded after last week's SmackDown. Paul Heyman is going to be responding to the Roman Reigns situation from last Friday. So Paul Heyman was fired by Roman Reigns last Friday night on SmackDown, and we will hear from Paul Heyman on SmackDown tonight, as well as already announced the street fight between the Usos and Madcap Moss and the New Day and Drew McIntyre, the SmackDown Women's Championship match, Charlotte Flair and Toni Storm, and the 12 Days of Christmas Gauntlet match to determine a top contender for the Intercontinental title. Sami Zayn, Cesaro, Drew Gulak, Shanky, Sheamus, Mansoor, Ricochet, Eric, Ivar, Umberto, Jinder Mahal and Angel, all competing for a shot at Shinsuke Nakamura's Intercontinental Championship. A SmackDown star has set another Guinness World Record. This comes from the Guinness Twitter. She's made the most pay-per-view appearances and had the most matches for a female in WWE history. Now, we've also confirmed that Natalya Neidhart has the most WWE wins in a female career with 641 as of November 2021. Nicely done, Natalya. Another spot in the Guinness Book of Records for you. Will they be in the big annual Guinness Book of Records that people will no doubt be opening up on Christmas Day? I do hope so. We're seeing a debut tonight on 205 Live. Bobby Stevenson, the brother of Gable Stevenson, will be making his first in-ring appearance for WWE on 205 Live. He's facing Andre Chase on the show tonight. Also, Ruth Feng faces Solo Sikoa, and Fallon Henry, formerly Tesha Price on AEW Dark, is facing Ivy Nile of the Diamond Mine. How long until we get 205 Live renamed? Because this really isn't 205 Live anymore, is it? Want to know what the main criteria is that WWE are looking for in non-wrestling talents? The answer is followers, subscribers, supporters, etc. Meltzer has mentioned a few of WWE's recent name, image, likeness, next in line class signings were hired because they have large social media followings. WWE wants to bring in people who have larger than life charisma, and they believe that social media followers is an indicator of that type of charisma. So if you're a sporty person and you've got a fair amount of followers on the gram, you stand a chance of getting a job with WWE. An NXT return was scrapped recently. Timothy Thatcher, who's been absent from NXT for quite some time, was apparently set to be part of a major faction on the show. This was revealed by Taylor Rust, who was speaking to Ringsiders about his short and sweet run as part of Diamond Mine. He says, "The first thing WWE told me was they were starting this group of shooter real-type wrestlers. It was originally supposed to be me, Malcolm Bivens, and they were tossing around the idea of maybe having Timothy Thatcher with us, as well as Arturo Juaz. He was another idea. They were thinking about putting him with us, and it changed over the course of the next few months, but everything me and Bivens were doing originally, they kept saying, no, the idea was going to transform you two into the start of a whole new group of these shooter-type wrestlers. Of course, we know how all that went. Tyler was out, Roderick Strong was in, as was Ivy Nile, as was the Creed Brothers, and no Timothy Thatcher. Thatcher's absence from TV is very noticeable to me. And the whole Diamond Mine thing feels like something that Tim Thatcher would absolutely revel in."
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Impact Wrestling are getting back on the road after some extended stays in Nashville and Las Vegas. The TV taping schedule for 2022, well, the first part of 2022 has been announced. They're going to do Fort Lauderdale, Florida, January the 21st and 22nd. They're doing February 19th and 20th in New Orleans. That'll include a pay-per-view on the 19th. March the 5th and 6th will be Louisville, Kentucky tapings. March the 18th and the 19th, they will be at the former ECW Arena, the 2300 Arena in Philly. March 18th, I believe, is going to be a pay-per-view. And April 23rd and 24th, they'll be in Poughkeepsie, New York. If you're an Impact fan, look out for them back on the road very soon. And look out for the Ring of Honor champion competing at Hard to Kill on January the 8th. It was announced yesterday that Jonathan Gresham is making his Impact debut. The ROH title will be on the line when he faces TNA legend Chris Sabin on the show. That should be a belter. Also confirmed last night, Steve Maclin, the former Steve Cutler, finally getting that one-on-one match with Trey Miguel for the X Division title. Because we've had a few three ways and such with Maclin involved. Maclin's never been pinned in those matches, so that's where the beef is, and they're going to get it out one-on-one on January the 8th. Also confirmed is a Hardcore War 10-man tag that will see Violent by Design team with the Good Brothers to face Eddie Edwards, Rich Swann, Willie Mack, Heath, and Rhino. We have the Impact Knockouts tag team titles on the line. The Inspiration facing Madison Rain and Tennille Dashwood, the Influence. Josh Alexander goes after Jonah. We will see the first Women's Ultimate X match featuring Lady Frost, Rosemary, Jordan Grace, Tasha Steelz, Chelsea Green, and Rachel Ellering. The Knockouts champion, Mickey James, is facing Deanna Purrazzo in a Texas death match. And Moose defends the Impact World title against Matt Cardona and W. Morrissey. That's all going down as part of Impact Hard to Kill in January. The Cultaholic Wrestling News returns on the 28th of December. We're back in that weird crimbo limbo period, so we'll keep you posted on wrestling news in podcast form throughout next week. Later today on the podcast feed, it is a very special Cultaholic Classic Review presentation. It is myself, Jatkins from the Classic Raw Review, Matthew Gregg from the Classic SmackDown Review, and Sam Driver from the Classic Nitro Review presenting a Kane Mascarol. It is a classic review take on a classic Christmas story. It's a thing. We had a lot of fun making it. That's all I can tell you. We did a lot of laughing putting it together. You'll hear it on the podcast feed later. And if you are a Patreon, you will watch it at patreon.com/cultaholic. We did a table read for it back when we could be in the same room together. We recorded this. You can watch the table read if you are a Patreon. There is loads of great stuff happening on the YouTube channel and the podcast feed over the next few days. And I don't want to spoil any surprises, but it's all good stuff. You will not be short of cultaholic flavored shenanigans between now and the new year. I'd like to take this opportunity to say, if it is your thing, a very Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful day tomorrow if you are celebrating, however you're celebrating. I know it's another one where it's not quite normal yet. And I know Christmas Day may hit a little differently for you. And if it does, just remember it's just a day. It'll come, it'll go. And there'll be loads of stuff for your eyes and ears to enjoy from Cultaholic all the same. Thank you for supporting what we do. All the very best. And well, we'll catch up on the 28th for the end of the year. We'll do some more wrestling news before the end of the year. So don't forget to join us. Until then, I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.